Tim and Rav?
A pair of us. The first mission of the Sefer Sukkah outlines the basic dimensions of a sukkah. The Mishnah first quotes Machlokas Tanaim as to how tall the sukkah can be. What's the maximum height? The Yehuda holds there is no maximum height. It's kosher no matter how tall it is. And the Chachamim say that a sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos. The sukkah should be levala me'esim amos psula. What's the Machlokas Tanaim as to whether a sukkah can be higher than the 20 amos? So the Gemara has three different Perushim, right there on that base. Rava, the final answer, Rava says that Chachamim holds sukkah dira sarai. A sukkah is supposed to be a temporary structure. Basukkah's teishu shivas yomim, omritorical shivas yomim, same dira keva v'shev dira sarai. Ad l'malam yesimama, the most of dirasa dira sarai. Ad l'malam yesimama, ain't the most of dirasa dira sarai, ela dira keva. Rava says that according to the Chachamim, since sukkah has to be a dira sarai, and a person can't make his sukkah taller than 20 amos, and it still will be a temporary type of structure. If he makes the schach taller than 20 amos, then he'll have to make the walls from a more sturdy material. So therefore it's possible as a sukkah. That's why the Chachamim say, according to Rava, that's why the Chachamim say that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is possible. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that sukkah diras keva. Even though we live in a sukkah only for 7 days, it's only a temporary dwelling, but al pidin, it has a halacha of diras keva. So therefore, even if a person makes his sukkah in a way that the walls will have to be made out of a sturdier type of material, because they have to be able to support schach that's hanging above 20 amis, the Yehuda holds it, that's kosher, because he said that sukkah can be a diras keva. It can be a diras keva. It can be made in a way that you'll be forced to make the walls out of a material that's more keva. The Chachamim say no, that sukkah has to be made in such a way that the walls can be from a temporary type of material, from a less sturdy material. Even the Chachamim hold that the walls don't have to be made out of a temporary material, they can be made out of a strong material. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in the midst of that sugya, it says, according to the Chachamim, that you can make the walls out of mechitza shel barzel, you can make them out of metal. It sounds like they can be pretty permanent. The answer is, the Chachamim agree that the walls can be made out of a more permanent type of material. The point is, it has to be roi lios arai. It has to have the potential to be made out of a more temporary structure. And that's why they say that if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, since you can't make the walls out of a more flimsy, a more temporary type of material, so that's why the sukkah is going to be possible. But it's not like the walls have to be made out of a flimsy material. You can make it even out of metal, and according to the Chachamim, that would be perfectly okay. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Yud adds another nafkamina to this machlokas. Do we hold sukkah as a diras arai or as a diras keva? That nafkamina is whether sukkah requires a mezuzah. What's the din of sukkah hachag b'chag? The Yehuda holds that sukkah hachag b'chag is chayav mezuzah. And the Chachamim say it's part of a mezuzah. So the Gemara explains that the Machlokas revolves around the same issue. Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah is a diras keva, so therefore there's a diras keva, it's chayav and mezuzah, just like any other diras. The Chachamim holds a diras arai, so then it's not chayav and mezuzah. Not enough gemara to this Machlokas with a sukkah diras arai or sukkah diras keva. Tosfos in sukkah on the Beis Amud Aleph here's a kasha. He says that if the Chachamim admit that you can make the walls out of a sturdier type of material, and it's only that the Chachamim hold that the sukkah can't be taller than 20 amas because then you'll have to make the walls out of a sturdy material, right? But the Chachamim say that it's permissible to make the walls out of a sturdy material as long as the sukkah is lower than 20 amas. You can make it keva, it still has a din arai even though it's made keva. That's what the Chachamim hold. As long as there's the potential to be arai, then even if you make it keva, then it's kosher. If that's the case, Fractosis, why is Yordu Gishamim a Simen Kalala B'chag? The Mishnah at the end of the second parak says that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a Simen Kalala because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our mitzvah. So he asked Tosfos, why should that be? The Chachamim hold that as long as the Sukkot is less than 20 amas, you can make it keva. You can't make the Sukkot taller than 20 amas because then it can't be arai. You're going to have to make it keva. But if you make it less than 20 amas, it's not that tall, then you can make the walls keva. And presumably you can make the schach keva as well. So he has told us, so why is Yodi Gishavim a Simen Klola B'chag? What's the Simen Klola? Make your sukkah out of planks of wood, but a very, very thin planks of wood. So there's no psul in the schach. You'll attach the planks together with nails. And you'll do it in such a way that the Gishavim can't fall in, that it can't rain into the sukkah. So what's the Simen Klola? That's told us is kash. Meaning once, according to the Hacham, you see that you can make the sukkah keva, it has a din arayin, even if it's made keva, the only problem is it has to be made below 20 amis. It has to be shorter than 20 amis. Then why is Yerod HaGisham a Simen Klola B'chag? So Tosus comes up with a tremendous chiddush. He says that you have to say, according to the Chachamim, this din, that Roy Leo's Arai is sufficient, that's only by the defunts, by the walls. There's the potential to be temporary, to be flimsy, then that's kosher. Meaning, as long as it's lower than 20 amis, that's okay. But in the schach, the Chachamim hold it has to be aray mamish. It has to be actually flimsy. It can't be strong. So if you're going to make your sukkah and attach all of the beams together, the beams of the schach, with nails and make sure that the Yisharon can't go through, says Tosfos, that's going to be a sukkah psula. Even if it's less than 20 amis. You don't need keva mamish in the defanos, as long as it's roi lios aray, that's kosher in the defanos, but in the schach, it has to be aray mamish. So you can't make the sukkah in such a way that rain is not going to come through. That's Tosfos' big chiddush on that base of the sukkah. And the Rosh quotes Rabbi Natan, who agrees, the Rosh and Simon Yud Beis, quotes Rabbi Natan, who agrees to Tosfos on that base. Not everyone agrees. And Tosfos, by the way, just parenthetically, you see that he holds the ikar of the sukkah is what? Not the defanos, but the schach. Schach is the ikar. So therefore, even if the defanos can be kevah, but the schach can't be kevah, because the schach somehow is more of an ikar part of the sukkah. That's what Rashi writes on the base, the end of the Mishnah. Rashi says, sukkah as shem aschach kruya, like the kruvim was sochachim b'chanfeyam ala kapores, the kruvim were stretching out over the kapores. The lotion of sukkah comes from schach to spread out over something. That's the ikar of the sukkah. Tosishi. Not everyone agrees with Tosis that the sukkah is possible if it can't rain through the schach. Aye, so what are they going to do with Tosis kash? Tosis says, Yor b'gashamim sin b'kol b'chag. If you tell me that it's okay, the sukkah is kosher even if the rain can't come through, so why is this in the kol? The Aruch HaShulchan answers that maybe the reason why Yorgu Gishavim is Simen Klola B'chag is because most things that you use for the schach can't protect from the rain. It's not that you have to make the sukkah in such a way that the rain can come through. It's just since Al Pirov, most things that you make from the schach, use tree branches or something, you don't normally attach everything. You know, the planks are not perfectly straight and we normally don't attach them with nails. So in most circumstances, the rain is going to be able to come through. So that's why Yodah Gishon is Simen Klola B'chag. But it's not to say that you have to make the sukkah in such a way that the Gishonim have to come through. Maybe even if it can't rain through the sukkah could still be kosher. The Hagos Maimini and Hilka Sukkah Perikei Os Tes quotes to Rabbeinu Shimshon, Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, who felt that the sukkah is kosher even if the rain can't come through. And he brought a raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Chav Beis and Sukkah says, "Hamuva kimin bayis, avo b'shena kochavim near mitocha ksheir." You have schach that's so thick that you can't see the stars through this schach. Mishnah says it's still kosher. Sukkah is still kosher. Somewhere you can't find the page.
Yeah,
what? That's the Mishnah's on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph. You can't find it in the Makaros, but it is here. I just can't find it.
No.
Hamu'uva kimin bayis at the end of the Mishnah there. Hamu'uva kimin bayis avo b'shein ha'kochavim near mitocha ksheir. So Dr. Rash, don't you see that even if it's so thick, hamu'uva kimin bayis. Thank you very much. Maybe page 6 in your Makaros.
Page 6 of the total. Meaning
I guess I have a different version.
Is it in yours? Okay,
I think we'll just say it. About
okay.
No, actually, it's page 2 in my Makaros. Interestingly enough, I guess I have an old version. This was from spring 2013.
Uh-huh.
I guess you have a different version of the Makaros. Okay, whatever. I thought this was the one that they that they sent out. But okay. Okay. I'm over coming, but the underlying part of
Mishnah. Page 2 of, I guess, when the curve start versus the introduction.
Okay. Good. Okay. So that's the Rosh's Raya. The Rosh's Raya, not the Rosh's Raya. The Rosh, Rabbi Shimshon. What's the Rabbi Natan and Tosis on that base going to do with that Raya? Sounds like the rain doesn't have to come through. So the answer probably is that Tosus will be mechalek between kochavim and geshavim. The Mishnah is only talking about kochavim; doesn't say anything about rain. They'll hold it; you don't have to be able to see the stars. But it can't be so thick that the rain can't come through. There are different ways of learning the Mishnayos, of learning the different. Mishnayos and Sukkah, that Arayas, Lakan or Lakan, as to whether you have to have the potential for rain to come to the Sukkah or not. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Vav, quotes the Yesh Omrim, who says that if rain can't come through the Sukkah, it's Kossel, it's a Psul D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira Mishum Bayis, that we're afraid that someone's going to think that if you can have a Sukkah with a Tzach that's so big, it's Ma'uba Kamin Bayis, then you might think that you can sit in your Bayis, and that's certainly you can't do. You have to sit in a sukkah, not in the bayis. So, there is a room for chumrah here. Right? You should be careful about this. This happens pretty frequently in the public sukkahs. They throw on a lot of schach in the public sukkahs. It's not made with planks. They still make it with bamboo or with tree limbs, tree branches. But sometimes they make it so thick that the rain really can't come through. L'chatchila, they should be careful not to make it so thick. So, because there is a shita that it's not possible to be there, but I think you could sit in such a public sukkah. It's not like if that's the only sukkah I have, I wouldn't sit in the sukkah. It's best l'chadchila not to make it that way. We see that there are some shitas that hold that it's possible even to be there. But I think in a situation that we find ourselves in the eved, there's no other sukkah. I think there is what to be makel for. The Rash is a shita that is Mako, even if the rain can't come through, that the sukkah is still kosher. Yes.
I thought you were mashma that this Mishnah Berurah is a new thing. It's not
no. Yesh Omrim, he just explains that it's Gzeiras Bayis.
That sounds like a separate.
No, Tosus doesn't say. Okay. Yeah, Tosus doesn't exactly explain why. You're saying Tosus.
The original presentation that one was in terms of the Getter and this
the
Dira
Sarai. It has to be a Dira Sarai.
Yeah,
this is something
new
different.
Thing.
Okay, yeah, you got to look at the Sharat Sin and the Mishnah Berurah to see what he's quoting from, what the Svar is. But either way, there is a Shita that says that even if the rain can come through, the Sukkah is still cautious. I think with the evidence, there's what to be made for. But of course, l'chatchila, one shouldn't make the Schach so thick. Okay. What is the Sheer Sukkah? How long do the walls have to be? How high do the walls have to be? So the Gemara of Gimel and Sukkah quotes three opinions. Beshamay holds that the sukkah walls have to be Zion Tfachim long, right? Zion al Zion, that's the shear of a sukkah. It's 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. Right, about 25 inches or something like that. 3.6. Moshe's shear tefach is 3.6 inches, so 3.6 times 7, you could do the math, it's around 25 inches or something. That's the Beshamay sheet. Why do they hold Zion al Zion? Kedelachachzik Rosho Verubo Vishulchan. The shear is that it can hold the person and most of the body, the head, and the shulchan of the person. They still hold that the sukkah only has to be vav al vav, 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. It only has to hold rosho verubo. Are we afraid that it will be nimshach ha-shulchano or not? Is there a gzeira? Another issue of Beisham Yisrael. But that's the machlokes of Beisham Yisrael is what's the shear sukkah? Zayin al zayin tfachim or vav al vav tfachim. Then comes Rebbe. And has a third sheet. He holds that it has to be Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos. The Shami Basilla Shirim and Tfachim. Rebbe Shir is in Amos. Rebbe says Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos, just like a Din Bias in Kalatara Kula. Din Bias for Maka, Mezuzah, Negevatim, all the halachas of Bias is Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos. So Rebbe holds Maishna Sukkah from all of these halachas. We pass in like Beishamai that the Shir Sukkah is Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. I don't normally Machogas Beshamai Beisil, we pass like Beisil. So this is one of those exceptions. Tosus there, Bar Gimel, points out, we see there are other cases which are exceptions. Sometimes we pass like Beshamai. Here too, we pass like Beshamai. What's the Machogas Rebbe against Beshamai Beisil? So the Gemara explains that Rebbe holds that Sukkah is a Diras Keva, And people normally don't live in a dira unless it's at least Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So that's why he says that's the minimum shear for the sukkah. Beshan Beisil, passing like the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, that sukkah diras arai. So it doesn't have to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. What is the shear? So then they have a machlokas what the shear is. But if they were to hold that sukkah diras keva beina, then it would have to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. But they argue, they hold sukkah is not a diras keva, so therefore, even less than Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos is okay. And they just argue exactly what the shear should be. Yeah.
Why does Rashi over there refer to Shita as Shiva Lumashu? I think the Rosh is clearly he says Shiva al Shiva.
The Gemara in Sukkah says Shirim Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So apparently that's the Shir. It's a Shiva Lumashu. Well, I guess according to Rashi, it's a Shiva Lumashu. I'm not sure what the Mokka for that is.
Because the Rashi holds it Shiva.
I'm not sure. For our purposes, there's not that much of a difference. There's only a mashu of difference between Rashi and Rush. So, okay, but that's the basic shi. So, the Mishnah on the base continues and describes how tall the walls have to be and how many walls you need. Mishnah says that she'ena gevo asara tfachim psula. The walls have to be at least 10 tfachim tall. The Chachamim hold not more than 20 amos tall, but not less than 10 tfachim tall. That's the minimum. Shia mechitza. And how many walls do you need? So the Mishnah on that base also tells us how many walls. It says, She'en la shalosh devanos. She'en la shalosh devanos. Psula. Has to have three walls. And what does it mean, three walls? And who says three walls? It's actually Machlokes Tanaim. And you know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, other places. Machlokes, well, you need four walls and three walls, but we pass in three walls, like the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon. But the Gemara explains, Shtayim kilchasam u'shlishas afilu tefach. That Shtayim kilchasam, meaning two walls have to be the full shear. What does the full shear mean? At least 10 tefachim tall, and at least 7 tefachim long, like Beisham. Like Shtayim kilchasam, like a gam. That's the Rishonim say, right? Shtayim kilchasam, and shlishas afilu tefach. What does it mean, shlishas afilu tefach? But Beisham says it has to be zayim al zayim tefachim. Well, what's going on here? The Shlishis Avilu Tefach, the Gemara explains, that means that you take a stick that's a tefach long, put it a little bit less than three tefachim away from the end of one of the walls. And you put your stick that's a tefach long 2.9 tefachim away from the wall, and you have rove of your Zion tefachim, because now you have 3.9 tefachim. Right, so 3.6 would be rove of Zion tefachim. So you have rove of your wall. Then put another kana at the end of Zayin Tfachim with the Tzuras HaPesach to that kana, and you have your full Zayin. So that's the Chiddush. What should we see now? That you don't need a full third wall. Right? As long as you have a Tefach within three Tfachim, since it's within three Tfachim, you have a Lavud Kisos Sodomi, Halacha Lomash Misina. It's like it's closed up. So it's as if you have 3.9 closed off, and then you add on the rest of it with the Tzuras HaPesach, that's enough for the Shia Sukkah Halacha Mishmas. That's Shtayim Kelchos and Shlishi Safilu Tefach. L'maisa, what this Halacha tells me is that all I need is three walls, right? Even if the fourth wall is completely open. Let's say you have Zion by Zion by Zion, right? You have three walls of Zion, and that's sufficient. You don't need four walls for the Sukkah, that's for sure. Right? You just need three walls, the way we pass. Okay. The next issue that we have to address is what is kosher for schach? What substance is a kosher for schach? So that's the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The end of the Mishnah, this is on page 12 in my version of the Makaros. Which page is it with you?
I mean, it's the same version, it just depends how you want to count.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Zeha klal kol shu makabal tuma ve'en gidulam in ha'aretz e'en mesakchim bo, kol shu dover she'en makabal tuma ve'gidulam in ha'aretz mesakchim bo. Mishnah gives us two important klalim for schach. First of all, it has to be dover she'en makabal tuma. It can't be something which is makabal tuma. And it has to be gidulam in ha'aretz. It has to be gidulay kark. As the Gemara explains, this is derived from a pasuk, Chagasukos Tastel Hashiva Syamin Basbach Migarnchov Nikracha. The psolas gorin v'yekev hakosav medaber. The Torah is talking about psolas gorin v'yekev, the leftover from the granary, right, from the threshing floor, and the wine press. Those are the little pieces. There has to be gedulei karka, and it can't be mekabel tumah. It's not fashioned into a kli. It can't be mekabel tumah either. The Gemara is that there's a third halach in Stach, and that is that gedulei karka is not enough. It has to be tolosh min hakarka. It can't be still attached to the ground. Like to have a tree limb going over the schach, that would be schach posel. Three klolim. First of all, it has to be enem akabel tuma, it has to be gedulei min haoretz, and it has to be tolosh min hakarka. So it used to be that they made schach out of tree branches. People would cut down some trees, and they'd make a big stash for everyone to take from, and that's where they would have schach. The problem is, it doesn't last from year to year. It was difficult, and you had to find a tree that was being cut down. It was complicated. So they came out with the idea of using bamboo. So that was used for many, many years. Some people still use bamboo. There's nothing special about bamboo. It's just you can store it from year to year. It's gidule karka. It's eno makabel tuma. It's eno makabel tuma. And it's tolosh min hakarka. So that's kosher. That's kosher for sa. What's the din? Are you allowed to be mamed tzach and adav mekabel tumah? Can you support the tzach on something which is mekabel tumah? This was a very relevant shaila. People used to have sukkahs made out of canvas. The old canvas sukkahs came with a metal frame, and you put the tzach on the metal frame. So the question is that okay? The tzach itself is made out of gidulei karka and adav shenah mekabel tumah, but the mamed, the thing that's supporting the tzach is mekabel tumah. It's metal poles. Metal poles are makabel tumah, so is that a problem? Now that not everyone has metals, you know, it's not so common to have metal sukkah, but there are the modular sukkahs, you know, the plastic. I'm not sure how to describe it, but I think we know what we're talking about. Some sukkahs are made out of wood, the walls are wooden, and others are like modular sukkahs. You piece the plastic, the hard plastic that has metal around it, you piece those little you know, you put the pieces together and you make your sukkah. So that's not gidulei karka. You can't use that for schach, but you can use it for the defunas. Kol sheir le defunas. But the problem is, if you mamed the schach and adav mekabel tumah, maybe that should be a problem, or maybe not. Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So that's a machlokas tanoim. It seemed to be, it's dependent on a machlokas tanoim, I should say. Mishnah daf chaf aleph amud beis quotes a machlokas. What's the din of samach sukkos bekari hamita? Let's say you support the schach with the bedpost. This, in my version, it says page 16.
20 in the PDF.
Okay, thank you. 16 in mine, 20 in the PDF. So basically, we're four off, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll just assume. Okay. As samach sukkos bekari hamita ksheri. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imeni yichol olam b'fnei atzav psul. So the chachamim, the Tanakhama says it's kosher. No problem. You have a bed. And you support the sukkah by the bed, everything is fine. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it can't stand by itself, then it's pasul. What's pshat? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's pasul? So there are two versions in the Gemara, Machlokas Amaron. One is b'nei she'ein lo keva. Shailin the Rishonim even what that means. But Rashi says b'nei she'ein lo keva means Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah is keva be'inah. And since this is movable, the bed is movable, so that's not a davar kavua, that's why it's pasul. Not everyone holds like that. The Rosh has a different understanding of that line. But perhaps the more famous line is the second version. V'chad Omar b'nei she'amida b'davar mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that samach sukkos b'kari amita, if it can't stand by itself, but only when it's supported by the kari amita, that's mamid b'davar mekabel tumah, and that's possible for sukkah. What could be the problem of mamid b'davar mekabel tumah? The schach is not mekabel tumah, so what's the issue? So the mamed is mekabel tumah. What could be the problem? So the Ran there says that it's a gzeirah d'rabban, that we're afraid that if you're mamed b'davar mekabel tumah and we're machshir that sukkah, then you might come to think that you can be mesakech with b'davar mekabel tumah too. It's mamed. It's so close to the schach. It's supporting the schach. You'll think maybe you can make schach out of that substance as well. The Bach gives a different interpretation. He's medayek from Rashi there in the sugya. Rashi seems to say that the reason why mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is possible is because the schach is nikra al shem hamamid. Hakol holech achar hamamid. So if you're mamid b'davar mekabel tumah, it says if you're misakech b'davar mekabel tumah. The lashon of Rashi is hol v'ikor shel schach elu mamidin havi ki ilu sikech b'davar mekabel tumah. Says the Bach, It's not just a gzeira. No, meikir adin. If you're mamir b'davar makabel tumah, it says if you're misakin b'davar makabel tumah. So it's like posel eschach. So someone has said the nafkamina might be to put your schach on, let's say, a stone wall. Stone wall. You can't be misakech with stone. It's not gidulei karka. It might be godel in the karka. It might sit in the ground. It might be embedded in the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. It's not gidulei karka. But can I be mamed the schach kosher on the stone wall? So according to the Ran, if it's only a gzera, so if the wall is made out of stone, there's no gzera. Well, people are going to think you can make schach out of stone, pieces of stone. No one's going to think that. That's too far. No one's going to think that. So according to the Ran, there's no reason why that should be a problem. If you hold like the Bach's version of Rashi, the Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Ke'ilu Sikech Agabe B'Davar Mekabel Tumah, and similarly Mamed B'Schach Possel is Ke'ilu Sikech Agabe B'Schach Possel, so then the same would be true if you Mamed B'Schach with a stone wall. It's Ke'ilu Sikech with stone, so that should be a problem. But according to the Ran, that would not be a problem. Question? Metal comes in smaller pieces, and it's not going to fall through. It's not too heavy. People are afraid to put stone as chach because they're afraid it'll fall on their heads. Right? Stone is much heavier. We're not talking about pebbles. You know, you have a stone of any significant size. If you're going to use pebbles, you're not going to be able to get the chach. Any stone of significant size is going to be too heavy. You're afraid it'll fall through and it'll hurt someone.
But where's the carpal mouse coming?
Who says the nafkamina? I forget who says the nafkamina, but this is in the Svarim, they say. In some of the later Achronishes. I think maybe Ritzvi Pesach Frank in his Mekroi Kodesh quotes it. I don't have the number with me. But that's what someone said.
Doesn't it sound like then the Chazanish sukkahs are like a little ridiculous?
Chazanish? We're not there. We're not at the Chazanish yet. We're just developing the sukkah slope. Yes, question.
Yeah. Is shot in the gazir that a person's going to think he's going to say that if I can rest the schach on that material, I can also use that material for schach.
Right.
Or is he going to say that if I can rest on the davrish mekabel tumah, I can use some other davrish mekabel tumah?
This item.
The first.
And that's precisely why if you mam it on the stone wall, it's not a problem, because no one's going to think that you can use the stone as a schach. And we're not afraid you're going to get confused between stone and some other thing that's possible for schach. Okay, it's dafka for this idea. How do we paskin in this machlokas? This machlokas is the source of whether one can be mamed b'davar mekabel tumah or not. So if you were to ask me, I'd say based on klal ipsak, yochid v'rab malacha k'rab, we should paskin like whom? Like the Tanakama. The Tanakama doesn't hold of misakech b'davar mekabel tumah, of mamed b'davar mekabel tumah. He holds that some of sukkosu b'karami, this kosher. So the problem is the Rif, the Ramban, and some other Rishon and Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and like the second version, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, some of the cost of the karmita is possible because it's Mamed B'davar Mekabel Tumah. But even though they Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Tanakama. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Reish Lamed Sif Yud Gimel Paskin straight like the Tanakama. That some of the gossip of karmi is kasha. So at first glance, this is not really a shayla at all. Mamed b'davar mekabel tumah shouldn't be an issue. The Shulchan Aruch passed straight like the Tanakama. What could be the problem? The problem is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin, page 23 in your PDF. Yesh listapik in mutter lo niach sulam al gabi hagah kadeh lasakech al gabav. Shulchan Aruch has a suffix whether you can be Nesakech on top of a Sula. Get Paskin like the Tanakama that some of Sukkosu B'Kari meet is Kosher, then he somehow has a Sofek whether you're allowed to be Nesakech on top of a Sula. So Frek the Magen Avram, what's a Sofek? He just told us that Mami B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is not a problem. So what could be the issue of being Nesakech Agave Sula? Comes the Magen Avram and suggests in one of his answers that maybe this Shulchan is Mistapik, that maybe the Chatchila one shouldn't be Nesakech B'Davar Mekabel Tumah. But the Yevad Avad is kosher like the Tanakama. But maybe lechatchila one should be machmir as of the Magen Avraham. That's why he has this suffix whether you can be mesakeh al gabe sulam, because he's thinking that maybe you shouldn't. Maybe lechatchila you shouldn't be mesakeh hagabe davar mekabel tumah. And the Ramataka continues and says v'lochein ein lesakeh olav. because it's a sofik, you shouldn't be misagach on it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch assumes as well, right? According to the Magen Avraham's second answer, I think it is, he says that the Shulchan Aruch would say, lechatchila, you shouldn't be misagach, hagavi dav mekabut. Adds the Magen Avraham, but I think there's a way out. As long as you put the piece of wood between the metal and the schach, then there's no problem. Because that's not mamid bedav mekabutuma, that's mamid mamid bedav mekabutuma. And if you're one step removed, if it's only mamid mamid, that's not a problem according to everyone, according to anyone. Mamid mamid is not a problem. That's the Magen Avraham's big chish. Even the Ramban who holds the Ramban, the Rif, who paskin that mamid bedav mekabutuma is possible. But even they would say that mamet and mamet is kosher. After Magen Avraham, as long as you put a piece of wood between the metal and the schach, you're home free. Then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Look at the Ramban inside, Ramban Mohammed Hashem. Ramban explains what he's saying that made the Magen Avraham think that mamet and mamet is kosher. What does that mean that mamet and mamet is kosher? After Chazon Ish, it means the following. If you have a sukkah, If you're mamid mischach in a tree, right? If the sukkah is in the tree, right? So if the sukkah is in the tree, the Mishnah talks about a sukkah in a tree. The sukkah is kosher. It's just beyond the shaila, depending on how many walls are made in the tree. Right? The shaila, if you can go into the sukkah on yom tov, because you're not allowed to be older be ilan be yom tov. But chol ha'moed, of course, it's kosher. So if you have a sukkah in the tree, right? So why should it be kosher? You're mamid b'davar mekabel tova. Or excuse me, your mamid b'schach possible because the tree is mechubal karka. So the tree couldn't be schach, couldn't serve as schach. So if you're mamid the schach on the tree, right? Because you're putting the sukkah in the tree, that should be a problem. So comes the Ramban and says, no, that's definitely not going to be a problem because all the tree is doing is a ma'isa karka ba'al. It's only doing a ma'isa karka. That means it is supporting the schach, but all it's doing is a ma'isa karka. It's the ground. If you get rid of the tree, the sukkah will still be standing. It'll stand on the ground. If all that the schach posel is doing is a ma'isa karka ba'alma, so then the fact that it's not roy to be schach, that's not a problem. Because you have a sukkah even without that karka. There's another karka below this karka. If all the tree is doing is just a ma'isa karka ba'alma, that type of mamad de mamad is kosher. Because I don't need the tree. Dal mehochi the tree. Just take away the tree, I still have a full sukkah. But if your mamid bedavar mekabel tumah in such a way that if you take away the mamid, your sukkah falls apart. Zokta Chazon Ish, the Rabbah never said that's kosher. That's not mamid the mamid. Mamid the mamid means that if the second mamid, if the lower mamid, is just doing a ma'isa karka and you can take it away and the sukkah will still be standing, so then there's no reason to basel. But if you take it away, if you take the mamid, the lowest mamid, if you take that mamid away, the sukkah is going to fall apart. No one would say that that's if you machmer for davar makabel tuma, for mamid bedavar makabel tuma, so then you'll have to be machmer in such a case as well. That's not called a mamid the mamid. Rabbi Shach is very fond of pointing out that the Chazon Ish himself is not machmer for mamid bedavar makabel tuma. He holds you don't have to be machmer in such a thing. But if you're going to be machmer, if the Magen Avraham is right, his solution is not going to solve the problem. That's how the Chazon Ish really says it. The Ikra then, he doesn't think that you have to be machmer for this halacha. But if you're going to be machmir, just to put a hefsuk of an eitz, that's not going to do anything because going back to the case of the metal frame, you have a sukkah which has a metal frame. So if you take away the metal, where's the schach going to be? It's going to be on the floor. You don't have a sukkah left. So just to put a piece of wood between the metal frame and the schach is not going to accomplish anything. Because if you take away the metal, so the wood is going to be on the ground and the schach is going to be sitting on the piece of wood, but you don't have a sukkah. That's not what the Ramban had in mind, said the Chazon Ish. Ramban was saying that if all the mamid the mamid is doing is a ma'isa karka ba'alma, so then dalme hochi the mamid the mamid. All you have is the mamid and everything is fine. You'll still have a sukkah without mekabel tumah. But if your mamid the mamid is doing more than just a ma'isa karka, it's mamid the whole sukkah, so then you can't just say that's a mamid the mamid. That's an ikka part of the sukkah. It's not just a ma'isa karka ba'alma. If it's not a ma'isa karka ba'alma, the heter of mamid the mamid is not going to work. So those who are machmer for the Chazon Ish, but machmer for the Magen Avraham too. See, it's a funny type of tziruf l'chumra. The Chazon Ish himself says that you don't have to be machmer for mamid b'dav mekabel tumah. If you'll be machmir for both for the Magen Avraham and for the Chazanish, is the chiyah of the Magen Avraham, so how do you build a sukkah? You can't use metal screws either. Because if you take out the metal screws, then your walls are going to fall apart. The metal screws are not just doing a ma'aseh karka ba'amah, they're holding up the whole sukkah. So those who are machmir for the Chazanish, they only use wooden screws, wooden nails or something, wooden pegs to put the walls together. Some simply rest the schach on a stone wall, because they hold that stone is not bechalal this whole inyan of manu b'dav makabel tumo, like that ran exactly, right? So they rest on the stone, they rest the schach on the stone wall, and they say that that's not a problem of manu b'dav apostle, the schach apostle. But that those people who are machmir for the Chazan Ish, they're putting a lot of chumras together. They're assuming that manu b'dav makabel tumo lechatchila is a problem, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. And they're assuming that the Chazan Ish's understanding of the Ramban, that Mamed de Mamed is kosher, only applies to something that's doing just a Maisa Karka Ba'alma. Right? So if that's the case, then if you have something that's not doing just a Maisa Karka Ba'alma, if it's holding up the whole sukkah, like the metal screws and the metal, the metal frame of a canvas sukkah, then that would really be a problem. There is one kula that the Chazan Ish has in this context. And that is that even though Mamed B'davar Mekabel Tumah, Mamed the Mamed B'davar Mekabel Tumah, or B'schach Apostol, B'davar Apostol Leo Schach is a problem, but that's only if you're supporting the Schach of B'davar Mekabel Tumah. But just to put something that's possible for Schach to prevent the Schach from blowing away, Schach is being supported by wood, let's say. But you're afraid the Schach is going to blow away. So the Chazan Ish says, to keep the schach in place, that you're allowed to use a davar makabel tumah, even according to the chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch. That you're allowed to use a davar makabel tumah, just to keep it in place. To support it, make sure it's not going to fall on the ground, that you can't use a davar that's possible for schach. But just to keep it in place, that's okay. Mishnah Berurah, yes, I'm sorry, question.
Just because there's going to be explain the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, so he'll give a different pshat. I think the Magen Avraham has another pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Chazan Ish will follow that other pshat. But the Chazan Ish himself is mekil that if all you're doing is you're being mamed b'davar makabel tumah, b'davar that's possible for schach, just to keep the schach in place, not to support it. That it's going to fall on the floor. It's not going to fall on the floor, but it might blow away. You want to keep it in place. The Chazan Ish says that's okay. That's not called a man, because you're not supporting it, you're just keeping it in place. The Mishnah Berurah, though, disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Chav Tes, Katan Chavav, page 24 in the PDF, Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to be machmir for this Magen Avraham, that Mamed B'davar Makabel Tumah is a problem, then it's not only in supporting the schach, even to keep it in place should be a problem too. So the problem is some people use plastic ties to tie down the schach. They're afraid the schach will blow away, so they use plastic ties. So would that be a problem according to the Mishnah Berurah? According to the Chazan Ish, it's not a problem, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, would that be a problem? It's not so clear that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's a problem, because most people don't tie down the schach to prevent the schach from moving bechlah, from moving in a ruach mitzuyah. Normally they tie down the schach because they're afraid that if it's a gale force wind, if the wind is, 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, then it's going to blow away. It's not a ruach mitzuyah. So as long as the schach is not going to fall away by ruach mitzuyah, then the charet schach kosher. Shouldn't be a problem. So putting the tying the schach down is a preventive measure with plastic ties that obviously are possible to be schach and not gidul lekarka. So maybe that's not a problem if all you're doing is to protect the schach from a ruach she'ena mitzuyah. You're not responsible for such a wind. That's not... You're not doing an action that nullifies the schach. This is a preventive measure. And even though a Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah can't pass all the sukkah, but you don't want to lose the schach. You don't want the schach blowing all around the backyard. So it might not be as much of a problem. Someone who ties it down because he's afraid if you really use flimsy schach that's going to move even in a Ruach Mitzvah, then that might be a problem according to the Mishnah Berurah. Because then you're not just because the Mishnah Berurah holds not just if you're supporting the davar makabel tumah, but even if you're keeping the schach in place, the davar makabel tumah, that's all, or with something that's possible for schach, that would be a problem. Yes.
But Does the Mishnah Berurah, is he machmir for the Ma'amid de Ma'amid of the Chazanish?
No. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, but he doesn't. Mishnah Berurah lived before the Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
He doesn't quote the Chazon Ish. Right, but he doesn't mention such an idea. That the Chazon Ish was Mechadish, that idea. Me'ikar, I think you really don't have to be Machmer for Ma'amid Adav Mekabel Tum.
Is anyone Machmer for both the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah
Berurah? Oh, yes. Lots of people. Yeah, there's a whole group of
people. I mean, the company is supposed to be Machmer. They sell the Chazon Ish Sukkahs,
There are people who are Machmer. Me'ikar, then you don't have to really be Machmer. So, like, if you come to a friend's Sukkah, if you're eating out by someone, and you come to the Sukkah, and they have an old metal canvas Sukkah, and you see that they don't have a piece of wood. They don't even do what the Magen Avraham says you're supposed to do. They don't have the best thing would have been, right, when you have the canvas Sukkahs, is set up your metal frame and then put a piece of wood on top of the metal frame. Put wood all around the metal frame, on top, just on top. Tie it down. Right? Put the wood there and then put the schach on top of the wood. If you put the schach on top of the wood, then it's only mamed de mamed, the darim kabel tumah. You really mamed on top of the wood, piece of wood, and then you have the metal underneath the wood. That's what the Magen Avraham said that you can do. The Chazon Ish disagrees, but according to the Magen Avraham, that would be sufficient. So let's say you come to a sukkah and it's a metal sukkah and they don't have the piece of wood there. So can you eat there? Or can you say, it was very thank you for inviting me, but I'd rather go home. The answer is you don't have to be machmir. Me'ikar adin, we pass it like the Shulchan Aruch, that there is no issue of mamed de mekabel tumah. So if you're in a bind, if you're in a situation where someone invites you to a sukkah, you can make a bracha on the sukkah. Let's say you're going on a trip and you find a sukkah, a place that you're visiting, and there they're ma'amid b'dav makabel tumah. You can make a bracha on that sukkah as well. Look, if you can find a sukkah the way they're not ma'amid b'dav makabel tumah, matov, then it's better. But l'chora, from all of the sources that we've quoted, me'ikar adin, it seems like the halacha is like the Tana Kama, that you don't have to be choshesh for this chum. Yes. But the Mechaber and Sif Yud Gimel passed this like the Tana Kama, so what are they going to do with that Sif?
Right. So no one holds Nikra.
I don't think so. I think it's clear Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch passed this like the Tana Kama. The question is what to do with the other Sif. Thanks. Yes.
I had this question last year. Rabbi said something has to be tolish from the karka.
Yeah.
Could you have schach growing out of an otzit she'en o nokav?
Otzit she'en o nokav?
Yeah.
Why isn't an otzit she'en o nokav tolish min hakarka? You're saying because it's growing, so that's called karka.
But maybe it's
not. Well, that's a shaila. What there was an otzit she'en o nokav in general in halacha, Gemara, and Gittin, and other places. Okay, so we have to look into that shaila.
You had this shaila.
Yeah,
Rabbi
didn't.
Rabbi Shaffer didn't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Okay, if he didn't know the answer, then I'm not gonna suggest something. Okay. Okay, we'll leave that shaila. But it's an interesting lumdish shaila to talk about in the sukkah. Yes.
The clue of the Chazon Ish is talking about resting the staff on something that's a kabel tumah, or putting something kabel tumah on top to.
No, the Chazon Ish would say that as long as you're resting it on something which is not mekabel tumah, then you can put something on top in order to keep it in place. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. According to the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, to solve the problem with the plastic ties, if you want to tie down the schach, and instead of going to the Mishnah Berurah, that might be a problem, you could just put a piece of wood on top of the schach instead of the plastic ties.
Not necessarily as good, but...
Right. But what you could do is you could use the plastic ties, but put the piece of wood on as well. The piece of wood probably will be enough for a sheer sukkah. A piece of wood is probably Zayin Tfachim. Get a piece of wood that's Zayin Tfachim. So then Zayin Tfachim's worth of the schach is supported by that piece of wood. And then if the top, it's not as good in what sense?
Sometimes they get thrown off if they're
right.
Heavy enough.
Right. Okay.
Depends on the rank.
No, but again, the piece of wood is only going to be thrown off if it's a Rosh Hashanah Metsuya.
Yeah.
That's what sometimes happens. But if it's a Rosh Metsuya, it probably won't be thrown off. So if you have a piece of wood, that should solve that issue. Okay, Bizman Azeh, many use mats for schach. Where did that come from? A mats kosher for schach. the reason why they use them is because they're so much easier to take on and off. Right? All you do is you just roll them up and roll them out. It's just, everyone is looking to make things easy on Yom Tov, right? The Dalaminim come prepackaged. Pretty soon a whole sukkah will come prepackaged. Everything just comes prepackaged. Okay, look, if you can make it easier, if you can make money by making it easier for other people, so that's great. So what everyone should do is they should sit and learn, since we have so much more time. So we should sit and learn preparing for the Yom Tov if we don't have to prepare by putting up the sukkah, by searching for the Dalam. Okay, so mats. Can you make schach out of mats? So this is a Mishnah. It starts with a Mishnah daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Mishnah. Page 30. Machzelas konim gedola, asosh l'shchiva mekabelas tumah ve'en mesakrim ba, l'sikuch mesakrim ba ve'en mekabelas tumah. Mishnah seems to distinguish between a machzelas, a mat that's made l'shchiva, made for lying on, or a machzelas that's made for schach. It's made for schach, then it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a kli, it's only made for schach. If it's made l'shchiva, made to lie down on, made to be used as a bed, so then it is mekabel tumah. It's like a kli, it's mekabel tumah. So Rishonim have a debate. Let's say it's made stam. It's not made for either. Whose das do we follow? Do we follow the das of the Kone, the one who buys the mat? He buys it for sach, even though it was made stam. But do we follow the das of the people who made the mat, or the people who live in the place where the mat is made? The mat is, let's say, made in China. So we follow the people in China and why they make mats? But do we follow the Jew that's buying the mat for Sukkos? Lemaisa, all of the matzalos are made for Sukkos nowadays. It's not like they make mats in China and someone imports them from China and decides to sell them as mats for Sukkos. There are companies that are making mats for Sukkos. They happen to use people who live in China to make the mats or whatever, other places. But the mats are being made for Sukkos. And I'm sure the people making the mats even know that. You know, I mean, they're making the mats for Sukkos. The Balabayas, who owns the company, has in mind that the mats are being made for Sikuch. So there's no question that it's not the Kabbal Tumah. There's no question that the issue of the Machzelas that the Mishnah talks about doesn't apply to our modern day mats. The mats that we used 30 years ago, you can talk about, well, what was the mat made for? But nowadays, the mats are made for Schach. So there's no question that the problem of the Mishnah shouldn't apply. But there might be other problems. Yes, question.
Machlokes are shown there regarding mats that are made stam das.
Stam das.
How is there a tzad to say that you go after the manufacturer's das? There's no das.
No, maybe we go after the das of most of the people in the place where it's manufactured, because mistama, that was the das of the person who was manufacturing it.
There wasn't explicit das, but we assume that
they're
probably...
Right, in the place where they sleep on mats. So if you make mats, just like all the other mats that they're making... for sleeping, so this mat was also made for sleeping. So maybe we should follow his das. But nowadays, it's not an issue, because all the mats are made with sikkur, so it's hard to believe that it should be mekabel tumah. Some wanted to pass all the mats, though. Yeah.
So what is the answer to that challenge? Those mats that weren't made specifically for
sikkur? It's not so simple. It's probably best to avoid them. It's best to get a newer mat. Look, there are some fences. There was someone who asked me a shaila this year. There's some store that sells a mat that's used for fencing.
Fencing?
So not that kind of fence, as a fence, right? So Rabbi Sevolovsky suggested, I was talking to him about this shaila, he thought that should be kosher, because mats that are used for fencing generally are not so smooth. So if they're not smooth, you wouldn't sleep on it. So no one would expect to be using it for sleeping, so then it shouldn't be a problem. That should be like regular wood. So then you should be able to use it for sleep. That's an example of a mat that's not made for schach, and yet it's still kosher, because we can extrapolate, we can figure out from the purpose that the mat was made, that it's not made l'shchita, so then it should be okay. So you have to use your intelligence in every circumstance and try to figure out what the mat was made for. So I wanted to parcel our modern mats that are made for schach. What did the apostle there, Mishum Gzeras Tikra? The Gzera that you might come to use your roof as schach. What does that mean? So the Mishnah, Daf Yudalan Amar Aleph in Sukkah, quotes Machlokes, Rabbi Yehudin and Rabbi Meir, about Mesakchim bin Asarim. Are you allowed to be Mesakech with planks? So as the Gemara explains, everyone agrees that you can be misakai with planks that are less than 3 tefachim wide. Everyone says that you can't be misakai with planks that are 4 tefachim or more. Why? Because 4 tefachim is the makom chashuv. Machlokas tanoim is whether you can be misakai with planks that are between 3 and 4. That's the shy. But a plank of 4 tefachim you can't be misakai with. That's nira katikra. Nira Katikra, you can't be Masaka. The Shaila is whether between 3 and 4 is that Nira Katikra or is that not Nira Katikra. So comes the Beis Yosef and quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. Beis Yosef, it's in the Tof Reish Chav Tassif Ches. Quotes the Rashba who says, let's say you take planks, you take Nisarim, that are less than 4 Tvachim, less than 3 Tvachim even. But you attach them together, you somehow attach them together, you machaber them, and you make them like a Neser Echad. Says the Rashba, he thinks the Gzeir of Tikra should apply L'Kulei Alma in that case. Because the Gemara says that everyone admits that if you have a Nesa that's 4 Tvachim wide, it's a problem. There's a Gzeir of Tikra. So the Rashba, if I take a Nesa, I take multiple Nesarim, but they're less than 4 Tvachim, maybe they're even less than 2 Tvachim. Each Nesa is only a Tefach long, so 3 by 6 inches, 4 inches or so, that I attach them, a 2 by 4, right? I attach the 2 by 4s together. Says the Rashba, that should be a problem of Gzeir's Tikra, because it's no different than a Nesa that's 4 Tvachim. So I wanted to say, based on this Rashba, maybe we should pass al our machzalos, our mats. Yes, they're made out of konim, they're made out of very small konim, they're made out of bamboo, but they're attached. They're attached. We're attached together with a string. So once you're attached together with a string, so according to this Rashba, that should be a problem. So this is what Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in his Tshuva Sez Nizbru, quotes from Rebbe Yoshev. Rebbe Yoshev wanted to say that based on this Rashba, the mat should be a problem. Do we have the Nizbru here? I'm not sure if it's in the packet. That's what he wanted to suggest. Rebbe Schechter originally felt that you should be machmir with the mats for this reason also. But others disagreed. The Avnei Nezer says that maybe there's no Gzeiras Tikra. There's no Gzeiras Tikra if the rain can come through. Maybe the Rashba is only talking about attaching planks together in such a way that now the rain is not going to come through. So that's a way that the person makes a roof, make a roof with planks of wood. But if you're going to use, if you're going to attach pieces of wood in such a way that the rain's going to come through, so maybe there is no Gzeres Tikra. Others wanted to say that just the type of wood that we're using very thin slats of wood in the mats, using bamboo, these kinds of things. People don't make roofs out of bamboo. Meshachter said Rebbe Yoshev in the end was chosable. He retracted because they showed him, you know, they showed him the different mats. Maybe some of the original mats were made with flat slats that could have been used on a roof. Maybe people did make roofs out of that mat, out of those kinds of slats. But nowadays, they were making the mats out of bamboo. You can't really make a roof out of that. It's not going to be smooth enough. So maybe everyone would admit that the Gzeres Tikra is not as it wouldn't apply to our mats. The problem, though, some have pointed out, is that the pieces of the mat are tied together with nylon. That might be Mami Bedavar. Pasul eschach, right? The nylon is pasul eschach. It's not kidu lekarka. So even if the mat itself is not a problem, it's not a problem of the kabel tuma, the mishnah. It's not a problem of gezeres tikra because even though it's mechuber and the Rashba would say that if you mechaber the planks together, that might be an issue. But these kinds of slats, these pieces of bamboo, no one makes a roof with that. But you tie it together with something that's pasul eschach with nylon. It's not going to do like karka, so then that should be a problem. Mame bedavim makabel tumah, mame bedavim pasul eschach. Rabbi Heinen wanted to suggest that if it's for this reason that you should be careful to always put the mat in such a way that there's wood underneath it. You know, the way people set up schach, they often take an aerial view of the sukkah, so you'll have pieces of wood that go across from one side to the other. And then they put the bamboo. Or they put the mat, they'll roll out the mat that way. So it's supported by the wood that's perpendicular to the schach. So if you do that, then even if there's nylon that's keeping the pieces together, but it's not being supported by the nylon. If you were to do it in such a way that the nylon is really preventing the schach from falling in, right? If you don't have these pieces of wood, right? So if you let's say you only had the two end pieces and not the middle one, so without the nylon, maybe it would fall through, it wouldn't be supported properly. So then the string is actually keeping it up. So the string is keeping it up, then that would be a problem. But if you put pieces of wood underneath to support the mat, so then you're only gaining the convenience of the mat that all the bamboo is together, but you're not supporting the schach with the nylon. So then that should be okay. But the nylon is still helping the schach, it's preventing the schach from blowing away. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's chumrah, it still would be a problem. So some suggest put a piece of wood on top, like you wanted to say. Put a piece of wood on top. You have your wood on the bottom, your wood on top, sandwiched in between is the mat. So that shouldn't be a problem because you're not supporting with the nylon, nor are you keeping it in place with the nylon because you have the piece of wood anyway. Recently they came out with mats that are kept together with hemp. So the hemp mats, those are kosher according to everyone. That's the best because the hemp is actually gidulei karka. It's kosher to be schach itself. So if the pieces of bamboo in the mat are kept together with the hemp, then that certainly would not be a problem. You would not have to put the wood on top. You might want to put the wood on top anyway so that it doesn't blow away, but for a halachic reason, you would not have to put the wood on top. Okay, questions?
Now all we need to make is the hemp thing to tie it down with.
If you want to tie it down, many people don't tie the mats down, so that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav teaches us a new halach. This is on page 34. Mishnah says, "Achotet begodish lasas lo sukkah in a sukkah." Pardon me, 33. "Achotet begodish lasas lo sukkah in a sukkah." Someone who hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah is possible. Why is the sukkah possible? So the Gemara, on the next page, the Gemara explains that it's based on a pasuk. Chag sukkah tas b'chashiv esyamim tasa v'lo mina osim. You have to make the sukkah. It can't be min ha'os. It can't be already made. So, if you hollow out the sukkah from the haystack, it's already made. You have this. You have the hay there. And what are you doing? You're just hollowing out the bottom. You're not putting the schach on a dofen. You're just hollowing out the bottom. Mela, the schach is there. That's tasa v'lo min ha'os. That's not tasa. That's only min ha'os. So that would be a problem. We find this halacha in different contexts. The famous halacha is the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, that someone has a tree hanging over the sukkah. So obviously, that's posel. That'll create a psul in the schach. Even though you put schach on your sukkah, but you have the tree hanging over, that's a problem. But if you cut off the tree, cut off the branch, then it's okay, because then it's tolish min hakarka. The Gemara points out that you have to shake the schach. After cutting off the tree, after cutting off the branch from the tree, you have to shake the schach. Why? So Rashi, because if not, it'll be tasa v'lo mina osui. Because the schach below the tree was posel by the tree. So in order to be machsha, that schach, you gotta shake it. Because when you shake it, it's like you're moving, it's like a new asiyah. So without the new asiyah, you'd be missing a tasa. Ramon Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Chav Vav Siv Gimel has a very interesting discussion. Mishnah Berurah continues. What's the din? Can you make a sukkah under a roof? Let's say it's raining outside and you want to make the sukkah. Can you put the schach up even though the sukkah clearly would be possible now? Right? You have a roof. If you have an awning out, right? The awning is lowered. Can you make the sukkah under the awning? I'm not talking about opening the awning. That's a discussion as well, but there, the poskim said that that's okay. We assume once the sukkah is made, then opening the awning, then closing the awning doesn't do anything. It doesn't pass on the schach. But someone has suggested, Mishnah Berurah quotes a Bach, who wants to suggest that the tchilas hasiyas haschach has to be bekashrus, behechsha. So if you're going to make the schach under a closed awning, it's tasa v'lo mina osli. That's the psul of tasa v'lo mina osli. because it's mina asay. The schach is only made when you open the awning. You're not putting the schach down on the funnels. The Rama disagrees. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Chavav Siv Gimel, the Rama says that it's not going to pass. It's okay. You can make the sukkah under a gag. He must assume that the opening of the gag, the opening of the awning, is what makes the schach. So even though you put down the schach, it's not kosher until you open the awning. So apparently that's not a problem. The Rama is machshir. But there are some who go so far as to say that that would be possible. Yes?
For the bach, then you should have to make your sukkah on sukkahs. Maybe four sukkahs when it's not considered sukkah.
No, but Mishnah says that if you make, Mishnah Daf Teres says that everyone says if you make a sukkah l'shem chag, it's kosher. Beis Shammai holds that it has to be l'shma. Beis Hillel says it doesn't have to be l'shma, but if you make it l'shem chag, then even if it's more than 30 days before the Yom Tov, of course it's kosher because you made it l'shem sukkahs.
Why then less passing also than making it under a roof?
Because it is kosher if you don't make it under the roof. It might not be sukkahs, but it is kosher. The sukkah is a sukkah k'sher. It's just you can't be yotze the mitzvah if it's not sukkahs. But the sukkah is a sukkah kshay. Yes. Oh, that's the next halacha. But so the Rama at the end of Siman Tov Resh Lamed Hey, this is on page 29. Rama adds another chumah. He says you shouldn't put the schacha before the defanis. This is pretty common. That if you have those metal canvas sukkahs with the modular and with the wooden sukkah, it's not that common. How exactly are you going to put it? If you don't have the funnels up, how do you put the schach up? But if you have a metal frame sukkah, then before you put the canvas up, you might find it easier to put the schach up. Because then you can walk in. If you have a regular sukkah, if you have a sukkah with regular walls, so then the schach always has to be put over the sukkah. You sort of have to hoist it over the sukkah. But if you have a metal canvas, metal frame canvas sukkah, then before you put the canvas up, you could just bring the schach in. It's a lot easier. Can you do that? The walls are not up yet. The frame is up, but the walls aren't up. Comes the Rama and says, don't do that. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes, the problem is that the schach has to be made l'shem tzel. It has to be an ohel, and the shem ohel only applies if there are machitzas. So if you put a gag on top of machitzas, but just to put a gag up, that's not an ohel. So if you're going to first put the schach up and then put the dolphin up, it'll turn out that the schach becomes an ohel after it's already there. That's tassav alamana asa. So that would be absolut also. Mishnah Berurah is very machmer in that. He says a lot of achronim say that even with the evid, that such a sukkah would be possible. It's important to know that you should put up the walls first. Even if you have the metal sukkah, the metal frame sukkah, put up the walls first before you put up the sukkah. Okay. Yeah.
How much do you have to move this? Like they say you should move the stuff.
Just a little bit. Up and down. Just a little bit. Shake it a little bit.
Individual piece of bamboo and just move one piece? Or
well, you have to shake each piece. Whatever pieces you have to shake, you have to shake a shia sukkah. Mm-hmm. Right? So you'd have to shake zayin al zayin of the schach.
If you have a mat, you have many little pieces connected. So do you consider like shaking part of the mat, the whole mat, or do you have to move each little bit of the mat? Or
no, the mat is not one unit. If the mat were one unit, then
the rashba.
It's a Xeris Tikra. It's easier to move the mat because if you pick up a mat, you'll find that you're really picking up half the mat. Right? So then pick up this half, pick up the other half. Pick up whatever you have to pick up to make sure that it's done properly. So getting back to this canvas sukkah, maybe we should talk about the canvas part of the sukkah. We've spoken a lot about the metal part of the sukkah. How about the canvas? Can you actually have a canvas sukkah? So the Gemara Daf Chav Dalid, says that kol machitza shem yichol alav beruch metzuya ain't a machitza. If the machitza can't stand beruch metzuya in a common wind, so then that's not called a machitza. Shaar Tzion, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Resh Lamed, Sif Yud, Sif Katan Mem Hei, pardon, page 31. Shaar Tzion. It's bedayik from Rashi there in the sugya that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that if the mechitza is going to fall down the ruach mitzuyah, just means shaharuach molicha umeviya, that the ruach, the wind, causes the mechitza to move this way and that way. The mechitza is command the lesser dami if the wind causes it to move back and forth. That's how the Shaar Tzion understands Rashi. The Chazon Ish is even more mekel. The Chazon Ish says that he thinks Pshat and Rashi is that if the wind moves it back and forth, so much so that it moves three tfachim from its original location. Machitza is, let's say, here, and the wind is going to move it so that it's going to billow more than three tfachim. Right? More than three tfachim away from its original location. From the metal frame. Anything less than that, according to the Chazon Ish, is not a problem, because the machitza is not bottom. More than three tfachim, we can't say lovelet anymore. So more than three tfachim, if it billows that much, then it's going to be a problem, but less than that shouldn't be a problem at all, according to the Chazon Ish. The Emek Bracha discusses the Rambam. The Rambam is a steer in the Rambam from the Perish of Mishnayos to the Yad, but these are the different sheets. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and he has a tremendous chumash. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Lamed Sifyut quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that even if you tie down your machitza so that it's not going to move at all, right? Even if you tie down the machitza so that it's not going to move at all, you still shouldn't make the walls of the sukkah out of stinim, he calls it, out of sheets or out of canvas. Why? So the Rabbeinu Peretz, Dilma Mintiki Velavadaita. Maybe it'll get untied and you won't realize. He just turned everything on its head. We're talking about, can you be mekel if it's only moving a little bit, it's not moving three tfachim, Zachary Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't be mekel b'chlal, no matter how hard you tie it down. There's this new chashash that we're afraid it might get undone over the yomtiv, and then it'll move too much, whatever the shear of too much is. So how can I have a sukkah that's made out of canvas? So he suggests a trick. He says what you should do is have konim, have poles, or have string. For us, string is easier. Put string on the metal frame less than 3 tfachim from each other. Meaning the first string should be 2.9 tfachim from the ground. The next string should be, you know, a little bit, let's say 5.8 tfachim. The next string should be, what? Help me. It's 8.7 or 6 or whatever. And then the other one will be at 11, 10, whatever, right? 11. So the point is, if you do this, then you have lava throughout. You have four areas of lava. It's all lava because it's less than three tefach. Lava kisasim dami. So it's as if you have a full wall. That's the solution to the problem, because then your real wall is not the sudden. Your real wall is this lava wall. So that would solve the whole thing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That making a sukkah out of canvas or out of some kind of a sheet would be a problem. Even if it's not going to billow too much, because we're afraid it might get undone, the knots might get undone, and then it'll billow too much. So the solution to the problem is to create a lovin' wall. If you create a lovin' wall, then you won't have a problem at all. Just parenthetically, but make sure that you do this before you put the schach on. You know, very often the shayla comes that someone goes home, if they're learning the halacha that should make the loving wall, and he sees that his parents put up a sukkah, or someone else that he's visiting put up a sukkah with canvas, and he wants to make the loving wall. So, but the problem is, if you make the loving wall without shaking the schach, it's tassel lo menaasim, because you have to put up the wall before the schach. So just be careful. If you're going to be machmer for that, ask the person before you put up the string. But after putting up the string, you got to shake the schach a little bit to make sure that it's a new asiyah on top of the wall. I heard Rabbi Shachter wanted to say that nowadays that we have, that the canvas sukkahs, canvas is really made well. It's made, the holes in the canvas are made with metal grommets, you know, reinforced grommets, so you can really tie it down tight. He said maybe the Shulchan Aruch wasn't even talking about that case. Shulchan Aruch was talking about steam, was talking about sheets. You make a hole in the sheet, could get ripped. If the wind is, you know, you have a rush, she'ein metzuya one day chalamoid, that rips the sheet. Then you don't have a rush in it, so you can sit in the sukkah, but the problem is you don't realize that the sheet's going to be ripped. But if you have canvas sukkahs made out of, you know, with the holes with reinforced grommets, maybe the gzeira, the Shulchan Aruch's gzeira shouldn't apply, because you really can tie it down very well. Others point out that nowadays the canvas sukkahs have a Velcro pump. Velcro is even better. Velcro really is pretty strong. Right? If NASA can use Velcro in the spaceships, right? It's strong enough for NASA, so it can be strong enough for the sukkah. So many have said that Bisman Azir, Rabbeinu Peretz's Xera perhaps doesn't apply at all, because we really can tie it down tight enough that, I mean, you come after sukkahs and it's as tight as it was when you tied it before Yom Tov, no matter how strong the winds are. So it's something to keep in mind. If a person visits a restaurant on Chol HaMoed and the sukkah is tied down with only Velcro, you know, it's a canvas sukkah, so there's room to be mekel, perhaps. Maybe you could sit in such a sukkah. But the comparison chumrah perhaps might not apply. That would be great if that's what the restaurant sukkahs were made out of. Unfortunately, in most eateries, the walls of the sukkah are made out of like plastic Shabbos tablecloths, and you see, and it just billows in the wind back and forth. That's a big problem. So you have to be careful. You can't just because there's a sukkah on premises doesn't mean that you can eat the sukkah. You have to make sure that it's made kedasu kedin. So the wall, the sheet certainly has to be such that it's not going to move three tefachim in the wind. If it's going to move three tefachim in the wind, according to everyone, it's going to be possible. The chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch is that even if it's tied down tightly, perhaps we're still concerned that it might get ripped and then it'll move. So that far, you know, perhaps there's room to be made of that. Yes.
What do you have with our canvas sukkahs where it's secured on the top of the bottom, but like the middle of it is moving back in the wind? Is that a problem at all? You know how the wind will. So
if it's moving three tefachim, so according to the Chazon Ish, then the middle is not attached to the top and the bottom, so that also would be a problem. But generally, if the top and the bottom are tied together, it's not going to be moving that much. I don't know if even according to Rashi, we think that's going to move, because it's really stationary in place. Yes?
The thing with the string to make the wall not move?
Yeah. Not to make the wall not move. This string I'm talking about is to create a new wall.
Right, to create the new wall.
New wall, I love
so
it.
That
yeah.
Could be for the entire shear of the sukkah you built, or just the minimal shear?
Minimal shear, only 10 tefachim, that's it. Doesn't have to be, the halacha is that ain't tzrichim liga, that the schach doesn't have to touch the mechitza. So even if your mechitza ends here, you can have your schach up there, that's not an issue. Okay, moving on to sukkah's ganvach. So there's a machlokes b'shan v'sil that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Tes, where the sukkah yishana is kosher apostle. Sukkah yishana means that it wasn't made l'shem chag. It wasn't made l'shma. B'shamay says that the sukkah yishana is psula. B'shamay holds chag sukkah tas l'cha l'cha l'shem chovcha. Sukkah has to be made l'shma. And Beis Hillel disagrees. We pass them like Beis Hillel that l'cha comes to exclude something else. It's not that it has to be l'shma. Comes the Gemara Daf Chesam Beis and says that sukkas ganvach kshera. What does it mean, sukkas ganvach? Ganvach is an abbreviation. Ganvach stands for goyim. Goyim, noshim, behema, what's the chaf?
Kusim,
yeah. That means a sukkah that wasn't made lishma. Sukkah made for the purpose of goyim, or for the purpose of nashim, for the purpose of a behemah. It's not that the behemah made the sukkah; it means it was made for a behemah. It wasn't made for sukkahs. So the Gemara says, "Avol bishul nasa lishma." It's kosher. Right? It's kosher. As long as it's misuchechas kehilchasa. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain that the Gemara is saying that as long as it was made l'shem tzel sukkah, it was made for shame, to protect from the sun, to protect from the elements. It wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. It wasn't made l'shem sukkis, but it was made l'shem sukkah. And it was made l'shem tzel, to protect from the elements, but not l'shem mitzvah. And also not l'tznius or l'odr bo kol hashana. If it's made l'tznius, that's not kosher. It has to be made l'shem tzel sukkah. But it doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah. There's nothing made l'shem sukkahs, but it can't be made l'shem tznius. L'shem tznius, that's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. It's a structure, but that's not called a sukkah. It's just made l'shem tznius, privacy, that's not enough. Or it's made l'odr b'kol hashana, that also is not a sukkah. To live in it the whole year, that's not a sukkah. So it would seem as though Beis Shammai, who holds that a sukkah yishon is possible, sukkah has to be l'shma, you have to say that sukkah's ganvach is also possible. Because it's not made l'shem mitzvah. Sukkah's ganvach is possible. According to Beis Shammai, that Gemara that says Sukkah Ganvach Kshera, that's Saliba de Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds you don't have to have Lishma, so therefore Sukkah Ganvach would be kosher. So presumably, a sukkah that's made by a goy, by a superintendent, or made by a katan, right, 10-year-old, the Chor according to Beis Hillel should be fine. We don't need Lishma in sukkah. So even though a goy can't make Lishma, a katan can't make Lishma, but that should be okay. problem is Tosis. Tosis on Daf Tes quotes Yerushalmi that says, even according to Beis Hillel, that Sukkah Yishon is kosher, but Tzorach L'chadesh Bodor. You have to be Mechadesh something in the Sukkah. What does it mean, L'chadesh Bodor? Chidush Torah? No. Tzorach L'chadesh Bodor means you have to move the Schach. You have to do something in the Schach that the person who didn't make it Lishma, right? He put up the whole Schach, but you have to do something in that Schach. What does it mean, Dover? How much? Tefach al tefach, says the Yerushalmi, or mashu al pnei kula. Either tefach al tefach or a mashu al pnei kula on the whole width of the sukkah. A mashu, right? A small amount of tefach al tefach or mashu al pnei kula. Tzorach l'chadesh bodor. What kind of halacha is that? It's a machlokas rishon. Some say it's a mitzvah min hamufchar. It's a din l'chatchila. That's the posh pshat. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Cholkim who say that no, it's even b'di'evit. Yerushalmi holds according to Beis Hillel, even b'di'evit, it's possible if you're not mecharish b'davar in the sukkah yishan, which is a big chiddush, because why would Beis Hillel say that you have to be mecharish b'davar? What's the mocker for the whole halacha? The Ran says it's a mitzvah min hamufchar. It's a din l'chatchila. It's a gzera d'rabbanan that Beis Hillel says if you're not mecharish b'davar, you might come to think that even if I make a sukkah, lada b'kol hashana, it's also kosher. Beis Hillel says, of course that's a problem. It can't be made litznius, and it can't be made lada b'kol hashana. It's got to be made l'shem sukkah. Not l'shem mitzvah, but it has to be made l'shem tzeil. So Beis Hillel says, even a sukkah that's not l'shma, any sukkah that's not made l'shem mitzvah, you have to be mecharish b'davar. Because you have to make a heker that you realize that if this sukkah were made l'odeh b'kol hashana, it would be pasal. If it's not made l'shem tzeil sukkah, it would be pasal. That's the halacha of l'charish b'davar according to Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if we connect sukkah yeshana with sukkah ganvach, what comes out? Comes out is that sukkah ganvach, any sukkah that's not made l'shem sukkah, according to Beis Hillel, you have to be l'charish b'davar. So if the super puts up your sukkah in the apartment building, you have to move the schach. L'chatchila, once you should move a little bit, you have to move the whole schach there. Mashu al pnei kula. Moving one bamboo stick would be enough. Or if a katan puts up a sukkah, then the adult would have to come, the gadol would have to come and move one of the bamboo sticks. Because according to Beis Hillel, tzorach l'chadesh b'davar, al tzegzeira. That any sukkah that's not made l'shem mitzvah, either because the adult didn't have in mind l'shem mitzvah, or it's made by someone who can't have l'shma, who can't have the kavana l'shma, you have to be mecharish b'davar. So that's an important chumra to keep in mind. But again, it's a din l'chatchila. It wouldn't pass the sukkah b'di'evit. If the sukkah puts up the sukkah and everyone forgot, it's Erev Yom Tov, and just everyone forgot. They come the first night of sukkahs and they haven't moved the schach. B'di'evit l'chora, you could sit in the sukkah. Because again, except according to that one day in the Mishnah Berurah that it's even a din b'di'evit, it'll pass the sukkah. Most Rishonim hold it's a din l'chatchila. It's tzorach l'chadesh b'davar because of this gezera d'rabbanan. Okay, but it's appropriate to try to do that. You have a cotton putting up the sukkah, or a woman putting up the sukkah. A woman, according to Rabbi Natan, a woman can't do the Shema either. She's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. And a non-Jew certainly can't do the Shema. So in such a case, you should try to be mecharish b'davar. Okay. The halacha is that schach posel can pasel a sukkah, and aver can pasel a sukkah. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin says that tzchach posel, you have tzchach posel, metal poles, let's say. Tzchach posel will pasel a sukkah the dalet tfachim. Only if you have four tfachim of tzchach posel, a width of four tfachim. What does that mean, a width of four tfachim? So as the Shulchan Aruch explains, it means that the four tfachim of tzchach posel that are going through the sukkah. If you have four tfachim of tzchach posel through the sukkah, and you're not going to have Zion Tfachim over here. Let's say you have Hay Tfachim. Only Hay. So then you don't have a full Shia Sukkah. It splits the Sukkah in two. Tzchach Posel Pasels Bedalet Tfachim. It splits the Sukkah in two. And then you're not going to have a Shia Sukkah. So that's Dalet Tfachim. That's the Shia Tzchach Posel that ruins the Sukkah. Less than four Tfachim. Let's say you have two Tfachim. So that doesn't Pasel the Sukkah. It doesn't split it. What's more, less than four Tfachim of schach pasel, you could even sit on it. That's the halacha of schach pasel. The pasel b'dalet fachim, but less than dalet fachim doesn't pasel the sukkah. It won't split it into two. It's all one sukkah. So if you have a shear amongst all of the schach kosher, then you're okay, and you can even sit on underneath it. Yes.
Schach pasel is only a couple of it's al pnei kula.
No, even if it's not al pnei kula, it still is a problem.
It's split.
Right.
So it's not split.
Right. Even if it's not split, you wouldn't be able to sit under it if it's Tzach Pasul of Dalet Vach. Now, what does that mean?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I once said that it's if it's Dalet al Dalet Vach. I was talking to two people. Not everyone was so convinced. I thought Dalet al Dalet should be the Shir. But some wanted to say that maybe it's Dalet by Gimel, because the Mishnah Berurah says that less than Dalet Tfachim, you can sit underneath it. That means if it's less than three Tfachim. I'm not sure where he got that Shir from, but he quotes some who say, it means if it's less than three, then it's nothing, and you can even sit underneath it. So, you know, some wanted to suggest that, I mean, obviously, if it's three Tfachim, if it's Dalet by three Tfachim, so that's obviously enough to say that it's Chach Pasul, and it'll Pasul. Right, and you can't sit underneath it. I thought Dalet al Dalet because I thought Dalet al Dalet is a Makom Choshu, but it's Dalet by something. Dalet by at least Gimel Tvachim. So if you have in the middle of your sukkah, you have Tzach Pasul with Dalet Tvachim by Gimel Tvachim, you can't sit underneath that either. Okay? So this is enough Gemina for decorations. If you have decorations in the sukkah that are not four Tvachim below the Tzach, then they're bottled to the Tzach. They're bottled. They're not, that's not significant. But if they're more than four tefachim below the tzach, they're not bottled below the tzach. So if you have too many decorations, right? Let's say you have decorations that are dalet tefachim al pnei kula, or dalet tefachim, let's say, by dalet tefachim, not even if it doesn't split the sukkah. Let's say it's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, right? Of decorations. A beautiful, you know, one of those beautiful decorations that, you know, hangs down there. So you wouldn't be able to sit underneath such a decoration. So that's what the Rama says. The Rama says that you should be careful not to hang any of the noy sukkah less than dalet tefachim below the schach, because it won't be bottled to the schach, and then it might passel, right? You won't be able to sit underneath it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who says, remember, it's not going to passel unless it's dalet by something, right? It has to be dalet al dalet. It's not just if, you know, one of those thin streamers is not going to passel because it's not thick enough. No matter how long it is, it's not going to pass up. But as the Mefarshim explained, the Rama is probably concerned that if we allow you to hang any of the decorations below four tefachim, you might come to hang a decoration dalet al dalet, and then you can't sit underneath that decoration. That would be terrible. So that's why the Rama says, in general, don't hang any of the decorations more than four tefachim below the schach, because you won't, so that you won't run into the problem of schach posel. Pasteling, and you won't be able to sit underneath that area. That's in terms of schach pasel. Avir has a different halacha. Avir pasels at gimel tefachim. I mean, if you have three tefachim of airspace in the schach, then the sukkah is pasel. That area is pasel. If you have three tefachim al pnei kula, it splits the whole sukkah and it pasels. Schach pasel bedalet tefachim. Avir begimel tefachim. If you have less than three tefachim of avir, what do you think? Doesn't pass because you have lavud, but the halacha by avir is that you can't sit underneath it. Less than three tefachim of schach pasul, you can't sit underneath it because it's solid. But avir less than three tefachim, it doesn't pass all the sukkah, but you can't sit underneath it. Why not? What's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the hefsik of avir is more nicker than the hefsik of schach pasul. Not all schach pasul do you see that it's schach pasul. It's not as recognizable that it's pasul. But avir is much more recognizable, so that's why it's more significant. That's why you can't even sit underneath the avir.
Lavud doesn't help, though.
Lavud doesn't work to help you sit underneath it. No. It's not kesasun dami mamish, right? You're still sitting underneath the airspace. So lavud would not help you. Frek the Rosh, how can there be a sukkah without avir? Didn't we start the shiur by saying that you have to have some avir so that the geshamim, the rain, can come through? Most sukkahs, even forgetting the rain, most sukkahs, you have a little bit of avir. You want to see the stars. You have a little bit of airspace, so how can that not passel? So he says, no, avir only passels if it's al pnei kula. Avir al pnei kula, little pieces of avir, obviously that's not going to passel. Avir al pnei kula is going to passel. And that's what the Rama writes. That if you have avir al pnei kula, that could be an issue. Avir al pnei kula could be a serious issue. You won't be able to sit underneath it. So what do we do? You might have avir al pnei kula. It would be a terrible thing. So the solution that many of the poskim say is you should put a piece of bamboo perpendicular to all your schach. With the new mats, it's less of an issue because the things that they're so close together, you're never going to have an avir al pnei kula. You're not going to have airspace running through from side to side because they're touching each other. But with the old bamboo, you could have had airspace running through. So they say put a bamboo the other way. you put a perpendicular, so that cuts the avir. So then you'll never have an avir al pnei kula, and then the avir, if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's not going to passel. And you'll even be able to sit underneath that, because that's not considered avir that would passel. Only an avir al pnei kula is going to pass. And finally, there is one case of schach posel, another case of schach posel, and that's called dofen akuma. Schach posel passels bedalit tefachim beemtza, but minatzad, it passels only bedalit amos. Dalit amos. You can have schach posel on the side of your sukkah of 3 amos, and it wouldn't pass. Wouldn't pass. Schach posel on the side, even 3 amos. That's what, until dalit amos, it doesn't pass. But you can't sit underneath it. Why not? Yeah, I thought you could sit underneath schach posel. No, because this is dofen akuma. The reason why this is kosher is because since it's close to the wall, we treat the wall as though it's bending. So where does your schach really begin? It doesn't begin here. It begins by the schach kosher. So of course you can only sit under the schach kosher because this is a dofen akuma, this is a bent wall. The chiddush is that even though the schach kosher is not attached to the other part of the wall, it's not a hefsek because the schach posel continues the wall, but you can't sit under the schach posel because that's the bent wall. You have to sit under the schach kosher. This is nogea for overhangs. Sometimes you'll have a sukkah. Take a side view. It's an overhang from the awning. A metal overhang. So if the overhang is dalet amos, there'll be a problem, right? Most overhangs are not even dalet tefachim. Most overhangs you can sit underneath because they're not even dalet tefachim. They're not even gimel tefachim. Right? 10 inches, that's quite a... Most overhangs you can even sit underneath. If the overhang minatzad is less than 4 tefachim, according to Mishnah Berurah, less than 3 tefachim, you can even sit under it because schach posel is not going to pass a less than 3 tefachim. If it's an overhang that's more than 3 tefachim, so then you wouldn't be able, more than 4 tefachim, let's say, you wouldn't be able to sit underneath it. It's a dofen akuma, but it wouldn't passel the rest of the sukkah. As long as you're not sitting under the overhang, you could sit underneath the schach kosher.